put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter
Byrack
on the
Radio
stage.
Byrack Radio Theatre presents a Cats production of A Small Affair by Bob Larbee. The action of the play takes place in a TV rehearsal room, which is not a glorious place at all, but fairly dingy. Some chairs are set against a wall. A small table is set nearby. On it is an electric kettle, a jar of coffee, a bag of sugar, a tin of biscuits, plastic spoons and lots of paper cups. Another small wheel table is nearby. On it is the floor manager's script, a stopwatch, a little tub of different coloured pens. An internal telephone is on the wall. The working part of the room is divided into two sets. One is a governor's office, the other a condemned cell. Furnishings are sparse, in some cases makeshift. Judy, a floor manager, is putting the finishing touches to marking out the floor plan of the sets with coloured tape. She looks like a floor manager used to calming hysterical directors. Guy, a potentially hysterical director, enters. He wears a cravat, a cardigan over his shoulders, and a faintly 60s shirt to prove that he works in television. He carries an executive briefcase. He looks at the rehearsal room and drops the case dramatically.
This is absurd. It's ridiculous. It's minuscule.
Good morning, Guy. Coffee?
How can I drink coffee when they've given me a rabbit hutch to rehearse in? Two sugars, please, Judy. Well, I'm not having it. I'm not standing for it. Get on to drama and say I'm not standing for it.
I already have. And you are.
Oh? Who says so?
The head of drama.
I could make an issue of this.
He advised that you shouldn't make an issue out of this.
Those were his words?
Well, paraphrased. He's up to his eyeballs, Guy. He's got six plays rehearsing at the same time, and he's totally strapped for space. He also pointed out that ours isn't a big play.
Well, it would take a man with a small mind to say that. I've half a mind to phone him. Actually, more than half a mind. Oh, Guy Green. She's what? Why didn't you tell me? So you have. I'll be down. Mona's here.
Shall I order a brass band?
Judy, she is a star. She worked in Hollywood.
So good, Lassie.
Terry, you look wonderful.
Oh. Terry enters moaning. He is an aging actor. He has the mother and father of all hangovers and wears dark glasses. He carries a small bag.
Oh. Terry, how nice to see you again.
Oh, where are you?
Over here.
Oh, hello, Judy.
How are you?
Oh, where should I look?
That bad.
Learn the lines. I really did mean to learn the words last night.
Then you had a drink or two.
Or seven.
Have a coffee.
Oh, I prefer a little later. Oh, I'm going to sit down.
Helen comes in. She is an emotional middle-aged actress.
I've just been in the loo.
Oh, good. Coffee?
Yes, please.
How's Bill?
Oh, don't ask.
Oh, Helen. I'd get up, but I don't think I can.
Coffee up. Here you are, Helen.
He trod on my bifocals last night. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
Would you like a biscuit?
Should I? I don't know.
Put them on the table if you want one. Coffee, Terry?
Thanks. I sound like a boy, don't I?
No. You've got a nice manly voice.
Being called Terry, I mean. Terry Banks. Sounds like some fluffy job in his fingers. I should be called Terence. Terence Banks.
No one would know who you are.
No one remembers who I was. Oh, God, I need the hair of a dog.
Is that why...
Should I have a custard cream or a Garibaldi? Mona's here.
Oh, that's better. I should have to go through the window.
Try taking off the sunglasses, dear.
Oh, there it is. What are we rehearsing in? A Wendy house?
Janet comes in. She is about Ellen's age, but smarter. A very together lady.
Mona won't like it.
Mona's being buttered up. Mona is having tea in the green room. Mona has been to Hollywood, just in case anyone didn't know.
Well, she did make a film.
Oh, yes. A film. One film in 4 years.
Did anyone ever see it?
I don't think it was released over here.
She's probably very big in Albania.
Mona's here. Mona's here, everyone.
Neil.
Mona enters. She thinks she is 28, but she is not. She thinks she is a great star, which she is not. She opens her arms wide, almost hitting Guy in the face.
Good morning, my sweets. Good morning.
Good morning, Mona. A chair for Mona, please, Judy.
No, no, no. I want to be treated like everyone else.
Good. Would you like a biscuit, Mona?
Oh, I daren't. I'm still on a California diet.
It's a long way to go for your meals.
Yes, well, here we are, boys and girls. Now, it's my belief that this play
is... Are we reading it through again?
No, Mona, we did that yesterday. As I was saying, it's my belief that this play is...
Why aren't we in the rehearsal room, Guy?
Well, the thing is, Mona, we are.
You mean this is it?
Yes. Broadly speaking.
I shall be in the green room.
Mona! Judy!
No thanks.
Shall we go home or what?
I suppose if you're a star.
As opposed to an actress.
Now that's not fair, Janet. She was wonderful in Howard's Way.
The boat acted better than Stephen in Howard's Way.
Jealous?
Of course I am.
I think I'll have a thinkle.
Oh, he looks awful, doesn't he?
You should have seen him when he came in.
Oh, he's a trooper, old Terry. A good actor, too. Once.
How is he with lines these days?
A bit like trains. Occasionally, they're on time. Sometimes, they're late. Sometimes, they never come at all.
Well, it doesn't have much to do. It's a three-hander, really.
Not the way Mona sees it.
Oh, be realistic, Judy. She is a name. I've never been a name. I've always been a know-the-face.
But there are worse things to be.
Yes, like out of work. Do you know, I haven't done a telly since an episode of The Bill 6 months ago.
Oh, I must have missed that.
That's what everybody says.
I didn't walk out for me. I walked out for all of us.
And now you've walked back in for all of us.
Mona's been an angel. I explained the situation and she's risen above it.
On wings, presumably.
May I have a word, Guy?
Yes, of course.
Are we waiting for lunch?
We haven't started yet.
Oh, have a biscuit.
Well, what I'd really like is a sherbet dance.
Well, isn't that strange? I don't have any sherbet dance.
I could pop out.
Terry, just say no.
To what? We all know the pubs are open.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that, should I? Janet?
Could you spare me a second, please, Janet? Take five, everyone!
We haven't started yet.
Yes, all right, Judy. Now, Janet, can I speak to you over here, please? Look, it's got to stop. Mona cannot work under these conditions.
Me being the conditions, presumably.
She is the star. And I hate to say this, Janet, but you can be replaced.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Good girl. Now give me a big cuddle. Right, everyone, let's get to work, work, work.
Harry, a workman, enters. He wears overalls and carries a bag of tools. He whistles loudly and tunelessly, nodding and winking cheerfully as a greeting. He sets his tool bag down with a thump, spots the coffee thing and sets about making himself a...
Judy?
Good morning.
Hello, love.
We are rehearsing.
That's all right, don't mind me. You carry on.
Look, who are you?
Harry.
I mean, what are you?
Maintenance.
Well, what do you maintain?
Everything in this building. Oh. You name it, I maintain it.
Oh, ask him why he's here, Judy.
Why are you here?
Electrics. Yeah, I know you.
Oh, I thought you might.
No, not you. You. I saw you in the bill.
Did you?
Yes, in the bill. Very good you was too. Very believable.
Thank you.
What electrics?
In there, in the toilets. Something shorting out my visual display. And that's where it is.
Oh, I did hear a buzzing, but I thought it was just me.
Dead giveaway. A buzzing.
Oh, look, do you have to do it now?
Well, unless you want the next person who pulls the chain to go up in a sheet of flames, yes.
But you will be in there.
Oh, yes. As soon as I've drunk my coffee.
Would you like a biscuit?
That's very kind of you, love.
Ellen.
What?
I would like to start.
Well, I'm ready.
Fine. Good. Judy, be a love and show us the sets, would you?
Right. Well, the blue taped area is a condemned cell. High window, there, door, there, another door, there.
Where does that door lead to?
The gallows.
Thank you.
Red is the corridor. It had a lap coming through. And the yellow area is the governor's office. Window, there, overlooking the prison yard. Door, there.
One of those, is it?
One of what?
One of those depressing pieces.
If you call a play about the ultimate triumph of the human spirit depressing, then yes.
I do. All right. Just saying what I think. It won't get watched in our house, I'll tell you that.
So, to work, work, work. Mona, what are you doing over there?
I just want to get the feel of it.
But you're in the governor's office.
I know I'm in the governor's office. I must have been in the governor's office at some stage, surely. I have to feel as though I know the place.
Yes, of course, Mona.
Right, prison officers to the condemned cell, please. Tilly, governor's office, please.
Why are you wearing a vicar's dog collar, Terry?
Oh, it's my own. I thought I'd just introduce you to the feeder.
Will somebody please tell him?
Terry, you're the prison governor, not the prison chaplain.
Are you sure? Yes. Oh, I thought I was a chaplain.
Well, you're not.
Sorry, I'll take it off, brother.
Thank you. Scene one, interior, the governor's office. The governor is seated at his desk. The telephone rings.
Ring, 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 ring.
Lovely thing.
On the desk.
Where on the desk?
Oh, wherever you want it. Now, will you please answer it?
Chaplain. Sorry, governor, didn't you? I see. No, please.
Why are your hands in the praying position, Terry?
Sorry, I was going to do that, Mr. Chaplain.
Not to condemn cell.
They won't hang me, will they, Mrs. Browner? Say they won't hang me.
Would you like a game of draughts, dear?
Sorry, Ellen, but you're leaning in. I don't think Guy can see me. Where will my camera be, Guy?
Wherever you want it to be, Mona. I shan't miss a moment.
Bless you. I'm sorry, Ellen, but I do think the first close-up is so important. Don't you?
I don't get any.
Oh, Ellen! Guy, Ellen must have a close-up. Perhaps when I'm asleep.
Good idea, Mona. Judy?
Yes, Mona.
And...
You don't think I'm asleep too long, do you? I know Janet and Ellen's little two-hander is going to be wonderful, but aren't we in danger of losing the dramatic thrust?
Mona, you're only asleep for 6 lines.
Thank you, Janet. Let's talk about that scene when we come to it, shall we, Mona?
Whatever you say, Guy. I'm only concerned with the piece. You know that.
Of course. Judy, from...
Would you like a game of draughts, dear?
Could that be chess? I have a feeling this girl's a chess player.
Fine, fine, whatever you like. Ellen?
Would you like a game of chess, dear?
The reprieve will come through, won't it, Miss Parker?
Janet?
Oh, sorry. I thought I was called Miss Harker.
Parker!
Does it really matter?
Provided I'm called the same thing all the way through, I suppose it doesn't.
Well, what shall we settle for then, Mona?
I'm happier with Parker. Yes, that's all right with Janet.
Parker. I don't think she'd be Princess. She's only a card, after all.
Terry has a point.
Bless you for your suggestion, Terry. But I want to play her as a tart with depth. Little touches like being able to play chess, love of the ballet, perhaps. They can flesh her out.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you, Terry. And...
The reprieve will come through, won't it, Miss Parker?
Never give up, Hop. Oh, sorry, typing error. That should be Hope.
May I have the line again, please?
Never give up.
Hope. I feel I want to stand here, Guy. Is that all right?
Whatever makes you comfortable, Mona.
Hope. Yes, that's what I must cling on to. Hope that I shall feel the sun on my face again.
What's happened to the lights? Oh,
Judy, what's happened?
Well, the lights have gone out.
Yes, but may we find out why?
Sorry. It's me, isn't it? Sit tight. I'll have you back on in a minute.
Somebody sobbing?
I'm sorry, it's me.
Oh, Alan, what's the matter?
It's the lights going out. Bill switches the lights off.
Well, most husbands do.
He does it when I want to read in bed.
Oh, dear.
Men are pigs. You excluded Guy, of course.
Thanks very much, Mother.
Oh, and dear Terry.
How many marriages is it now, Mona?
Four. Four and three quarters. I was talking to Meryl Streep about men once. And do you know what she said? She said...
Excellent. The lights are back on. Shall we press on now?
I haven't finished telling you what Beryl said about men, Guy.
Sorry, Mona. Well, what did she say?
She said, Mona, men are men and women are women. Well, are we getting on or what?
Yes, of course. To where we were, please.
Hope, yes, that's what I must cling on to. Hope that I shall feel the sun on my face again.
Hope, yes, that's what I must cling on to. Hope that I shall feel the sun on my face again.
I thought you wanted to stand.
Did I?
Yes.
What do you think, Di?
Whatever you're comfortable with, Mona.
Ellen?
Oh, I'd sit. I think I'd sit.
Janet?
Well, if it were me, I'd rise on the line, and on hope that I shall feel the sun on my face again, I'd stand facing the window with my arms stretched towards the sunlight.
I like that. That's inspired. Could you give me the line, Janet?
Never give up hope.
Hope. Yes, that's what I must cling on to. Hope that I shall feel the sun on my face again.
What about that game of...
You're only seeing my back, aren't you, Guy?
It's daring.
Yes, I think I'll just stand up at the table, though. It was a lovely idea, Janet. But it didn't quite work, did it?
No, not quite.
From Ellen's line, then?
What about that game of draughts?
Chess?
Oh, sorry. What about that game of chess?
I loved him so much. He was a swine, but I loved him.
Ellen,
she's supposed to cry.
Not according to the script.
I'm sorry. It was the line. It made me think of Bill.
Can we stop for a minute, Guy?
Yes, yes, why not? We're all doing terribly well, aren't we? Why not stop for a minute?
Ah, oh, I'll just pop out, though. I didn't imagine.
No, really. I'm fine. Big silly. Let's go on, please.
No. I'll give it less. It will help, Ellen. I loved him so much.
He was a swine, but I loved him.
Because he's just my Bill. Sorry, couldn't resist it.
I wish you'd tried, Janet.
Sorry. Could you give me the line again, Mona?
I'd love to. I loved him so much. He was a...
Oh, you're back on again. That's good.
I loved him so much. He was a swine, but I loved him.
Look. Simpson.
Why do women do that?
Do what?
In plays. Why do women always fall for the blokes who are swines?
I don't need this guy.
It's true, though, isn't it? In a play, if a woman falls for a nice bloke, you know he's going to die or something.
Look, we are not interested in your profound and expert opinions on what we are doing.
I don't claim to be an expert, but I pay your licence fee, and don't you forget it.
Would you like my autograph?
No, thanks. You take Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering.
What?
It's Wuthering Heights.
All right. You take that Merle Oberon. Marries David Niven, right? A thoroughly nice bloke. But whose arms does she choose to die in? Laurence Olivier's.
No, no. You said it was the nice bloke who dies, not the heroine.
It's the same principle. Women are attracted to bad lots, and that's a fact.
Oh, now look what you've done.
I'm sorry, I'm sure. Just saying what I think.
Judy!
Well, do you think you could think what you think instead of saying it and away from us? We are trying to rehearse.
Very well. Just remember this. You're all pretending. I'm dealing with real life in there.
Pretending?
Well, we are really. We pretend and try to make people cry. People care. They know what crying or caring is. They do it all the time without any help from us.
Yes, but we artists, we...
Look, Simpson.
Perfect. Janet?
Look, Simpson.
I worked with David Niven once.
Did you, Terry?
Charming man. He bought me lunch.
Paul Newman bought me lunch in Hollywood.
Is he nice?
Magnetic. There were 30 of us at the table. But I sensed he was really talking only to me.
Did the other 28 sense the same thing?
Janet?
Judy!
Look, Simpson.
Look, Simpson, there's no point in going back on all that happened, is there?
Why not, Miss Harker?
I thought I was Miss Parker.
Sorry. Why not, Miss Parker? I've nothing left to look forward to.
There's still the Home Secretary. There's still a chance.
Is chance a hope? Or is hope a chance? What does that mean, Guy?
It means Judy.
Search me.
Ask the author.
He's dead. Could you just express it facially, like this?
It's lovely. I'm not quite sure what it means, though, Mona.
It makes a vague speech unnecessary. It's all on my face.
In close-up?
Yes, Janet. In close-up.
I don't see how you could make a vague speech understandable. With facial expressions, you don't know what the speech means in the first place.
Terry has a point.
Green room, please, Guy.
Oh, now look what you've done.
I only said what I thought.
Yes, but that is the equivalent of teaching the Pope how to pray.
Well, I suppose that's work for lunch, isn't it?
I'll make some more coffee.
Does Mona always walk out this often?
She is a star. In the first flush of youth, but you couldn't have worked with Cecily
Courtney.
I've never seen anything like it. Whoever wired this building had a perverted sense of humour.
And what if somebody wants to go to the lavatory?
Take your chances in there, or use another one.
Well, it's two floors down.
I think our director is going to have something to say about this.
Look, he's just a television director. They're ten a penny. I'm skilled labour. I'm priceless.
You can't eat your lunch here.
Well, I'm not eating it in there, am I? How's it going then?
Oh.
Like that.
Mona's got a head. She's lying down. And I blame all of you. It's no use muttering at the crew of the Bounty. An actress of her sensibility needs an atmosphere to work in.
She's got an atmosphere. She brings it in with her.
Larry and Olivier, welcome suggestions. They might have notions of them, but he welcomed them.
Yes. Well, I didn't work with Larry Olivier, did I? And I'm surprised you can remember it. You're usually so drunk you could work with the Muppets and think they were the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Oh, shame, Guy. That's a shameful thing to say.
I'm sorry I shouldn't have said that, but you don't know the pressure I'm under here. And what are you doing here?
Having my lunch.
We are rehearsing.
No, you're not. You're arguing.
Judy!
Well, I don't think Mona would want him to eat in the green room.
All right. Eat your lunch. Have a banquet.
I've only got cheese and pickle sandwiches. Anybody like one?
That's very civil of you.
That's Edam, by the way. We eat a lot of Edam because my wife is actually Dutch.
I expect you call her my old Dutch.
No, I don't. I never do that.
Oh. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Now, that's very civil of you.
Look! Could you just all help yourselves to coffee? We must get on.
But Mona's got a head.
Yes, I know Mona's got a head. Find something without Mona in it.
Would you do my first little fever thing? No, perhaps not.
What about Janet and Ellen's little two-hander?
Good idea. How do you know about that?
I heard somebody say.
It's a good place.
Thank you, Judy. That's what we'll do then. Janet? Ellen? And...
She's asleep.
Thank goodness. If only she could stay asleep. If only we didn't have to wake her to tell her it's time to die.
I haven't told you this, but I've never done duty in a condemned cell before.
I haven't told you. Neither have I.
And the prison authorities expect us to know how to deal with it. How do you deal with it?
Pray, ultimately, that she can deal with it herself.
Bravo!
Oh, but that was wonderful, ladies.
Well, don't sound so surprised.
Shall we run it again?
Oh, yes, please.
We'd like to.
And...
You must all think badly of me. No, don't deny it. And you're right. I've been a pain. Yes, I have. And I'm sorry. I only came in from L.A. That's Hollywood. On Wednesday. I want this piece to work above everything. I want to be one of you. Please let me be one of you.
Gordon Bennett.
Right. Group hugs, everyone.
Ellen.
Mona.
Janet.
Mona.
Terry.
Mona.
Judy.
Coffee.
Well, isn't that terrific? Isn't that wonderful? We're all together again.
I'm ready to work. Where are we?
We were going to run the little two-hander again. You're asleep.
Fine. I'm asleep.
And?
She's asleep. Thank goodness. If only she could stay asleep. If only we didn't have to wake her up to tell her it's time to die.
Oh, there's no in the script, Mona.
Nobody liked it? I thought me having a nightmare was... Nobody liked it. Fine. It was only a thought.
Let's crack on, shall we?
I haven't told you this. I've never done duty in a condemned cell before.
I haven't told you, neither have I.
And the prison authorities expect us to know.
Judy, prompt!
I know the lines. I can't say the lines with you thrashing around as if you're having a multiple orgasm.
Darling, I'm going to hang in the morning. I couldn't possibly sleep soundly, could I?
You could have slipped some knockout drops in a tea.
That's the best idea anyone's had all morning.
I thought you'd just be allowed to do that.
Judy?
What?
Would they?
How do I know?
Look it up.
Why are we listening to this man? Why is he here?
He's having his lunch.
He couldn't use the green room because you were having a head.
Oh, it's my fault, is it?
Mona, if you could just sleep quietly, there's no problem, dear.
So you just want me to lie still?
Be close up, of course.
That's it. I've had it with her.
I've got a name.
Yes, has been.
Maybe I am, but it took me longer to become a has-been than you.
Lunch, lunch, yes, let's break for lunch. It's a good time, isn't it? Well, it's all going terribly well, isn't it, hmm?
Terribly well.
As the lights come up, Ada comes into the empty room. She is a cleaner and carries a plastic sack. She starts to put the paper and coffee cups into it.
Strangers in the night.
Oh! Hello, Ada. I thought you was off at 12.
Oh, supposed to be off at 12. Not anymore, though. We've been slashed.
Not more cutbacks.
Oh, Queenie's gone. Lily's gone.
Not Lily.
9 years she'd worked here. Never thrown her on a slag heap of life. She and her husband's going to finish building their villa on the Algarve. I don't know.
Cut back, Mad. That's what they are. You heard they've cancelled the new serial?
No.
6 episodes. That's all it ran.
Oh, it's just getting interesting. We'll never know who died in a fire now.
Well, all of them in a way.
Oh, boy, look here. What's his script like?
Rubbish.
Oh, perhaps they'll get them back.
I'd settle for them being calmed down. I can't hear myself thinking there.
Oh, right, this rubbish, anyhow.
Everard de Vries, whoever he may be.
Here, look at this, the dialogue. It's on page 44. Simpson. Governor!
Simpson! Oh, Simpson! Oh, Simpson!
Governor! Governor! Governor!
Simpson! Simpson! Simpson!
Oh, thank goodness! Signs of life at last. I've so little time, you see. You know what editors are like. Anyway, now I've found you. May I do a piece on you?
A piece?
Sorry, I haven't introduced myself. I'm Harriet Martin from Radio Times.
Ooh.
We're doing a feature called A Day at Rehearsal. Well, that's the working title. I've only got a paragraph. But do you think we could do a quick interview?
With us?
I'd be ever so grateful.
Would we get mentioned?
Well, as the paragraph will be about you, I'd have thought that was self-evident.
Yeah. I suppose it would be, really.
Shall we sit? I've got nothing prepared. I'll just fire off questions. Is that okay? I'll start with you.
Ada.
Ada. Why?
Oh, cousin Ada.
No, no. Why do you do what you do?
Well, it's a living, isn't it?
How refreshingly down to earth. Now.
Harry.
Harry. Where do you think television drama is going?
Down the pan.
My God, I've struck gold here. This is wonderful stuff. Ada, do you model yourself on anybody?
Oh, not really, no. I suppose if I did, it would be Rasputin.
The Russian monk?
Yeah, my Yorkshire Terrier.
I don't quite see why you'd model yourself on a Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, of course, he's got a lovely nature. He never has a bad word to say about nobody.
That's rather sweet. Harry, here's one from left field. What's it like making love to someone you've just met?
Yeah, that's a bit strong, isn't it?
In the job, I mean.
Well, I've never come across it, or you hear stories, but it's never happened to me.
Could I add, worse luck?
Yes, you could.
Ada, you're obviously a character lady.
Oh, I have my moments.
Like at the Christmas party.
I was a pot of lemon.
No, what I mean is, do you mind playing second fiddle to the stars?
Oh, there's no stars in what I do.
Well, Harry?
Well, I suppose old Barry Bridges thinks he's a star. That's only because he worked at the National last year.
What did he do? One of the classics?
No. He rewired a couple of dressing rooms.
What as?
You mean what as? As an electrician, like me.
Here, do you think Harry was an actor?
Well,
an actor? Next thing, you shall be seen as you thought I was an actress.
I think I'd better go. I've made a complete fool of myself.
Don't worry about it, love. People here have been doing that all morning.
I wish I'd never left the story comic.
So much for fame, eh?
I did wonder why she wanted to interview normal people.
Talking of which, the abnormal lot should be back soon, so I'd better be off.
And I'd better get back in there. By the way, Ada, what made you call your dog Rasputin?
Well, I didn't know he was a monk. I thought he was a ballet dancer.
I thought he was a goalkeeper.
Oh. Am I in the right room?
Oh, do I?
No, I must be in the right room. No, no, this is the right room. It says 403 on the door. And I've got 403 on my sheet.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled for you.
It is right. Would you like to come in? Just park yourself anywhere. Stevie will be along in a trice, ladies. Thank you. You all had coffee and things?
Yes, oh, I know.
You into lounge?
That's the green room, actually.
It weren't green. It were a sort of slate colour.
Yes, I know. But it's called the green room.
Why?
I don't know, actually. I'm quite new to all of this. Now, does anyone have any questions?
Well, okay. My usage for solar is...
Sorry?
She means to do the box.
Oh, the lavatory. Yes, of course. Just through there.
Oh, thank you, love.
Will we actually meet Tommy Turner today?
No. Tom is in the studio. But if Stevie likes what you do, you'll certainly meet him next week.
Ah! That's the Blutenberg!
Security? 403. There's a prowler in the loo.
I've got a prowler on maintenance. Rewiring.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Well, what about Mrs. Webb's needs?
She can't go in there. It's a death trap in there. Two floors down, the nearest.
Oh, I better get started.
I'll come with you.
I'll show you the way. I mustn't lose you. If Stevie arrives, Mrs. Platt, just introduce yourself.
I'm not shy.
Excuse me, who are you?
I'm Ruth Platt from Romford.
Oh, aren't you a little out of your way, dear?
All right, Fanny, out of the building.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, it's Vets, is it?
I am Guy Green.
I don't care if you're Guy Fawkes. You've been reported.
What have you been reported for, Guy?
Will you tell this fool who I am?
Oh, I'm a fool now, am I? You're heading for a warp bashing, you are.
He's our director. He's Guy Green.
Don't you know me?
No.
You should. He was terribly famous.
Was?
Well, I'm not interested in directors. I'm off for a prowler. Somebody phone down.
That were Caroline.
And where is Caroline?
Taking Mrs. Odger, Mrs. Webb to the you-know-what, two floors down.
Where's his prowler then?
Well, Mrs. Webb thought he were in those you-know-what, but...
Right.
Come on, the game's up.
Oi! What's your game?
You resist, mate, and I'll break your arm.
He's an electrician.
Well, where's his prowler, then?
Well, we're trying to say there weren't one. It was a mistake. Mrs. Webb will verify that.
You see? Mrs. Webb will verify that. Who's Mrs. Webb?
She's with me and Mrs. Hodge.
That explains everything.
Well, I'm not officially satisfied. I shall remain here until I talk to the person who called security.
Am I allowed to go back to work in the meantime?
Pro tempo, yes.
Thank you.
Terry anywhere.
You tried the pub?
How many pubs are there in London?
Well, that's a wonderful start, isn't it?
What's a wonderful start, Guy?
Oh, nothing for you to worry about, moaned Lovey. Everything's fine.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Where's Terry?
Judy?
I think he's phoning his agent.
I do hope it's more work. And who are you?
I'm Ron, I'm security.
Guy, that is so sweet of you.
What?
You must have guessed that I always had personal security in Hollywood. And you've laid on Ron.
Laid on?
Judy?
Guy?
Yes! Well, anything for an actress of your stature, Mona.
Darling Guy.
Excuse me, but I know you. Can I have your autograph?
Oh, Guy, thank you.
Who is she?
Mrs. Pratt.
She's with Mrs. Webb and Mrs. Hodge.
Guy?
Judy?
Right, well, I don't wish to be rude, Mrs. Pratt, but who exactly are you?
Might be a contestant on Make a Fool of Yourself.
That's a game show.
I know.
I think you're in the wrong room, dear.
I don't know.
I was told to wait.
Would you like me to fork mortar out, madam?
You touch me and you get me handbag round your head.
Ron, it's all right. Mrs. Platt is a fan, and I've always been accessible.
Sorry, wrong room.
Who was that?
I don't know.
It is the right room. It's 403, and there's Mrs. Platt. It is the right room. Why am I always so willing to believe I'm wrong?
Because in this case, you are.
But Stevie booked the room.
Then Stevie's wrong.
No, Stevie's never wrong. Come in, Mrs. Hodge. Mrs. Webb, sit down.
Judy, get me the head of drama.
We're light entertainment.
Judy?
There's Stevie now.
What are you doing in my rehearsal room?
This is my rehearsal room.
Prove it.
I have a cast. We've been here since this morning.
Well, I have it from 2 o'clock onwards.
You most certainly do not.
I think there's been a mix-up.
I think there are more of us.
Now, my dear girl, listen to reason.
Don't you dear girl me, you old handbag. Mrs. Webb, if we just went... Stay where you are.
All done, then. Afternoon, all. Manners. Whatever happened to them?
Right. Now, would you all like to tell me what you're going to do and make a fool of yourself?
Well, I chuckle with eggs, but I'm not that good in the raw, so they go all over the place.
Could you sort of get some on you?
Oh, easily.
Mrs. Hodge?
I sing one night of love and eat an entire jelly while I'm doing it.
Do you spill quite a lot down your front?
All the time.
I like it. Mrs. Webb?
Oh, I need the xylophone on stilts. You fall off a lot, presumably.
Oh, no. I'm very good on stilts, believe it or not. With respect, Mrs. Webb, that's hardly making a fool of yourself.
Officers, because I'm not very good on the xylophone.
Why not, Miss Parker? I've nothing left to look forward to.
And still, the Home Secretary, there's still a chance.
Is hope a chance? Or is chance a hope?
Listen, listen. It's the governor.
Terry, very much the worse for wear, staggers in and crosses up to Stevie.
I'm sorry, Simpson. There's no point.
As the lights come up, the two sides face each other in hostile silence. Terry is now laid out on the bed. Sally enters. She is a young, earnest woman from administration.
Mr. Plant's apologies, but he can't come down himself. His knee's gone again. I'm his assistant, Sally Purvis, actually designated as administrative assistant to the head of administration.
I am Guy Green, director.
And I am Stevie Weston, executive producer.
Good. Well, the thing is this, there has been a mistake.
Oh, do tell.
It's me, isn't it? I did get the wrong room, didn't I?
Well, no, actually, it was administration. It was an administrative error by an administrative secretary.
You?
No, I am an administrative assistant. The error, as I have previously said, was by an administrative secretary, which is a different administrative grade. Administration, you see, is a highly structured department, and...
Who gets the room?
Well, you do, for today.
What do you mean, for today?
And what am I supposed to do? See prospective contestants in the car park?
Oh, no. This was the administrative error to which I referred earlier. You are actually supposed to be in room 304.
That's 403 backwards.
So it is.
Very well. I shall, of course, be writing a formal letter of complaint to you about the inconvenience you have caused.
Oh, I understand your point of view, of course, but there's really no point. As I pointed out, I am an administrative assistant, and any complaint should actually be directed to the head of administration. If it came to me as administrative assistant, I could only...
All right. We shall move to room 034.
As quickly as possible, please.
It's a bigger room anyway.
Fine. Mrs. Webb, Mrs. Hodge, Mrs. Platt, if you'd like to follow me, room 034. Room 034.
Good luck with it in.
Think
you'd better have your autograph back.
My dear woman, this silly little scene is none of your doing.
Anyway.
I'm beginning to wish I'd never agreed to do this play.
Oh, don't say that, Mona.
I agree with her.
Now, look, Janet. You agree with me?
Yes. It's got a curse on it.
Oh, don't say that.
Yes, come on, troops. Where's our esprit de corps?
I think Terry sums it up quite perfectly.
Well, see if you can wake him.
Terry!
Oh. Now is the winter of our discontent, my glorious summer, my father's job.
Dr. Theatre?
Not quite. He's doing Richard III.
I'll be breaking for lunch.
We've had lunch and yours was obviously liquid. Now pull yourself together, Terry.
I'll make some coffee.
By Green. What? Then? I see. Why? Oh, no, of course he will. The head of drama's coming over.
Why?
His secretary didn't know.
Well, I think it's wonderful. He obviously realises that this is a prestigious production and wants to declare his personal interest.
Yes, that's it, of course.
If he's going to declare his personal interest, hadn't we better show him something to be interested in?
It should be rehearsing.
Yes, Ellen.
I remember Steve Spielberg coming down to the set. He was incredibly supportive.
I should be sorry. As soon as I've had some coffee, I know I shall.
Right, and it's onwards and upwards. Where were we, Judy?
That's open to debate.
Hadn't Terry just come in to say there was no reprieve?
Yes, but he said it to Stevie
and then passed out.
403? Ron? Oh, Ron. It's for you.
Ron here. Hello, Ron. Right. Okay, Ron. Ron wants me down at the front desk.
Ah, thought you were Ron.
Yeah, I am, but Ron's a Ron as well. The thing is, the head of drama's coming over, so we need to be at full strength at the front desk.
Then go.
Yeah, but I thought...
Bless you for the thought, Ron. But you pop along. Perhaps you'd see me into my car this evening, if people have gathered.
What people?
Fans.
Fans?
Goodbye, Ron.
I'm glad you kept the room. I didn't like that making a fool of yourself. It's just people making fools of themselves, isn't it?
Right then, we're off and running again. Places as before, please.
Can I in or out of this stage?
Judy?
It depends where we're going from.
I thought perhaps my speech.
Good idea. Corridor, please, Terry. And...
Why not, Miss Harker?
Parker.
Parker. I've nothing left to look forward to.
There's still the Home Secretary. There's still a chance.
Is hope a chance? Or hope a chance?
Listen. It's the Governor.
Sorry, Simpson. There's no...
How do I know it's the Governor?
I say, listen, listen, it's the governor. But all I'm hearing is the footsteps.
It is a point.
Yes, it's false. I can't stand anything that's false.
We know, Mona, we know.
It's a tricky one. How does Janet know it's the governor's footsteps?
I could have a limp.
Pardon?
A limp. If I had a limp, the sound of my footsteps would be quite distinctive. Instead of... I'd have...
Sounds good to me, Janet.
What? I'll come back in then, shall I?
If you would, please, Terry.
Flo?
Jenny?
Listen, listen, it's the governor.
Listen, listen, it's the governor.
Shouldn't you be on the moon? Oh, just as fine.
Yes. I'm saying, listen, listen, and I haven't heard anything.
My own thoughts, exactly.
Back you go then, Terry.
How's your leg today, Governor?
Pardon? Why are you saying that, Mona?
It just came to me. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to show what a caring character Simpson is. Even when her life is hanging by a thread, she's concerned about the Governor's leg.
She's a murderess.
A crime of passion, Janet. I still think she'd care about people with limps.
Guy?
Fine, Mona, but we must crack on.
Shall I limp down the corridor again?
No, be in. And...
I'm sorry, Simpson.
How's your leg today, Governor?
There's no reprieve. That sounds rather harsh, doesn't it? Simpson inquires about his leg and just says, no reprieve.
It's ambiguous as well. Terry saying no reprieve could mean no reprieve from the pain in his leg.
Am I in constant pain, Judy?
How should I know? You didn't even have a bad leg 5 minutes ago.
Because if I am in constant pain, it would show on my face. The pain would be etched.
Wouldn't that be distracting for all of us?
I know. What if Terry said good morning first? Then Mona could ask him about his leg, and then he could say, very well, thank you, or something. I'm not a writer. And then he could say, I'm sorry, Simpson, there's no reprieve.
Well, does that work for you, Terry?
Yes, that's fine.
Mona? Mona?
Sorry, Guy. I was just thinking.
What were you thinking, Mona?
Well, I still want to be caring, but wouldn't it be wonderfully ironic if, instead of a bad leg, Terry had a bad neck?
Why?
Don't you see? I am a woman facing the gallows, and wonderfully ironically, I say, good morning, Governor. How's your neck? You all hate it.
Well...
He's got to have a limp, Mona. I've got to recognise the footsteps.
Perhaps he could whistle. If he whistled the same tune, Janet could recognise the whistle.
Whistling? On his way to a condemned cell?
Oh, perhaps not.
Are you really keen on the bad neckline, Mona?
I'm only thinking of the piece.
Of course you are. Terry?
Oh, a limp. I'd have a stiff neck.
They look like Quasimodo.
Oh, well, let's try it, shall we? From the corridor, please, Terry.
Sorry, I'll go back.
Head of drama!
Oh, my God!
No, carry on, please. I shan't interrupt.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, Judy!
Cue Terry. Cue Sal. Why?
It doesn't merge in the text.
I see. Go on, please.
Mona?
Why not, Miss Harker?
Parker!
Parker! I've nothing left to look forward to.
There's still a chance. There's still the Foreign Secretary.
Foreign Secretary?
Home. Sorry. There's still a Home Secretary. No, there's still a chance.
Is hope a chance? Or is chance a hope?
Listen, listen. It's the Governor.
Moved too early.
Yes, he moved too early. We would hear the limp normally. Well, here you go, Terry.
Exciting thing.
Good morning, Governor. How's your neck?
Oh, very well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Governor. How's your leg?
It's very well, thank you. I'm sorry, Simpson. There's no reprieve. My neck's very well, too.
No reprieve. I'm going to die.
We just did, dear.
And that's as far as we've got. But we've had a very torrid day of it. We've had electricians and security men.
Ron.
Yes, Ron. And then there was a mix-up over the room and we had admin down. Stray contestants for Make a Fool of Yourself.
Really? One of my favourite programmes.
Oh, mine too. But they were all contributory factors, you see. I mean, under normal circumstances, we've been in much better shape than this. Still, we've got 2 weeks rehearsal, and I'm sure we'll just go from strength to strength.
Ah. Well, actually, it's the 2 weeks rehearsal I wanted to talk to you about.
You're not cutting it, are you?
Not so much cutting it as cancelling it. I'm sorry. The whole thing is cancelled.
Cancelled?
Us?
It's the cutbacks, you see. I'm having to cut back on our drama output.
But why us?
Well, let's be honest, it isn't the greatest script in the world. My deputy popped it into the slot when I was in Montreux. Quite frankly, I would never have let it out of the starting gate myself.
But I can be wonderful in it. We could all be wonderful in it.
Oh, I'm sure you would have been. From what I saw, you were already rising above the material. But as I said, something had to go, and it's you. I am sorry.
It's a rotten play, anyway.
Yes, a really rotten play.
It would never have stood up.
I didn't say so, but I always had doubts. Oh, I could just strangle the author.
You'd have to dig him up first.
Well, I believed in it. It could have... All right, I wanted to believe in it.
We all wanted to believe in it. If you're out of work, you want to believe in anything you're offered.
No, I don't need the work. It's just that good leading roles are a little scarce these days. I only made one film in Hollywood, you know. They call them bummers over there.
I was just looking forward to 2 weeks away from home.
I should, of course, resign.
No, you won't.
All right, no, I won't. Well, it's been horrific. Let's all do something else together sometime, eh?
We may even get 2 days rehearsal next time.
So now we all go home, I suppose.
No, we do not. We all go to my house, drink champagne and damn the drama department to eternity. Or until they employ us again.
I'd better clear up.
Oh, don't bother. We'll come back tomorrow, Judy. Disrupt somebody else's rehearsal.
Terry, are you coming?
No. I don't get many lines these days. But I wanted to die.
What was that?
No reprieve.
Shall we limp?
Listening to Is the School of Band, brought to you by Bayrak Radio and Kyrenia Amateur Dramatic Society. The players are as follows: Matthew Kerr, Judy, Matthew Jones, Terry, Blackenstein.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded, and the struggle is pretty tough. And admitting the fact she's learning to act, that isn't quite enough. She has nice hands to give the wretched girl her due, but don't you think her busting develops for her age? I repeat, Mrs. Worthington. Mrs. Worthington, Margaret, don't put your daughter on the stage.
Stevie,
regarding
Jackie
your
Richard,
dear
Sally,
Mrs. Worthington,
Janet Marsh,
of Wednesday the 23rd, although your baby
Captain
may
Mania,
be keen on a stage career,
Garrett,
how can I make it clear this is not a good idea for her to hope, dear Mrs. Worthington, is on the face of it absurd. Her personality is not, in reality, exciting enough, inviting enough for this particular sphere. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage.